I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Reporting from the front lines of tech for the last 21 years and bringing you into tomorrow each and every week, I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for joining us. We cover the latest in consumer technology, products, services, all sorts of cool things, gadgets, gizmos, products and things available today and into tomorrow, cleverly enough. And we are thrilled that you've tuned into the program. We are even more thrilled when you participate on the program. So please be sure and do that. The best way, of course, is the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Download the app. Did I mention it's free? And then select the audio option. Ask a question, make a comment, help another listener. Just tell us what your favorite app is these days. Maybe share some tech rage, whatever the case. And then hit the button, comes right to the studio, and we get you on the air and send you prizes for participating. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Still works. I even tested it out from around the world. You can Skype into it if you'd like. Or anywhere in North America, just dial 1-800-899-INTO. Anytime, 24/7, 1-800-899-4686. Would you like a personal Wi-Fi hotspot that will keep your gadgets, all of them, connected at all times in over 87 countries? I know I would, and I did, and it works. The guest joining us now is here to tell us how they help you do just that. Vice President, General Manager for North America for Skyroam is Eric Plum. Eric, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thanks, Dave. Doing really well. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
It's a pleasure. First of all, because once I had the opportunity to use Skyroam, as many listeners know, I got back just days ago from yet another round-the-world trip, spending time in Seoul, Korea, and in Hong Kong, and then Shenzhen, China. It worked everywhere. And it saved me because I was literally, you know, offline otherwise, because you hope for an occasional Wi-Fi hotspot, or you hope that you haven't used all your very short few little minutes and megabytes that Verizon lets me have, you know, when you pay extra for traveling. I mean, there's all these reasons. It's like, that's crazy. And then I saw Skyroam and I said, I got to try this. And it worked beautifully. Tell me, first of all, about Skyroam, and we'll get into some specifics.
Sure, Dave. So I'm glad you had a really good experience. And so really, that's our job. Our job is to help to make the traveler's journey simple and easy. We want you to be able to use your apps and all of your internet services when you travel the same way you do at home. And so we recognize just exactly what you said, is that people don't like to count megabytes and gigabytes and try to figure out how much their carrier is going to allocate to them as they travel. We try to make it real simple for you to stay connected.
And you do just that. I mean, we're talking about a little device that's a little bit taller than your average smartphone, if you will, and maybe two or three times as thick. But it just, I whipped that out of my backpack, turned it on, and it determined right away that I was in Korea. And it said, Skyroam, Korea. And you saw signal strength, and you saw, you know, up and down data, and it right away connected my phone to it as any other Wi-Fi hotspot. And it worked beautifully. I even let a couple of fellow journalists in just for a couple of minutes, you know, just because they were like, what is that? Then I'm thinking, you know, part of my job around the world for 21 years is to promote consumer tech. Well, that's what I'm doing. And here, I'll let you in on the Skyroam. And they were like, oh, my God, thank you. We're actually on a bus from Hong Kong to Shenzhen, about to cross into the Chinese border.
And it's the only way any of us were able to stay on.
That's great. And I know that bus really well.
Yeah. So
the challenge is that, you know, roaming does work. You can use your own carrier, but it can be very, very costly and also a little bit unpredictable. So what our job is to simplify for you. You turn the thing on, whatever country. And so you actually kind of technically hit two countries there. So Hong Kong,
yes.
And then there's a border to China.
Yeah.
And we don't want you to have to figure out how many gigabytes or megabytes you have to buy for each side of the border. Just turn the thing on, hit the start button, and then you've got 24 hours of contiguous data service.
And what a pain it is, thank you, Verizon, for, you know, I'm going to spend $40-some more and get 100 megabytes. And then, of course, you got to watch it because you're going to go over that very quickly. And, wait a minute, now you're crossing a border? I don't think it's going to work there. And, oh, my gosh, it's like, don't do me any favors.
Well, that's right. And sometimes carriers actually charge you an extra fee every time you cross the border. So we actually have kind of a world record. One of our users, one of our Skyroam users, hit 9 countries within a 24-hour period.
Wow.
Absolute record. And we only charged them the same flat rate for the entire day, for the entire 24 hours.
And that's amazing. Now, tell us how that works. First of all, you got to buy the Skyroam unit, right?
That's right. So it really, you go to our website, buy the Skyroam device. It's, as you said, a mobile hotspot, a Wi-Fi router. It's just under $100 to buy the device. And then we don't have any contracts, overage fees, any kind of, you know, onerous commitments. Really, you just buy the days that you need in advance, use them, and then when you get back from your trip, just put the Skyroam hotspot in your desk drawer, and then don't take it out again until you take your next trip.
I mean, this is perfect for world travelers because typically, at least, thank you so much, the carriers are finally getting the big picture. We can use our phones and get our data pretty much anywhere around the U.S., and that's wonderful. But if you travel outside the country, any country, and you cover more than 87 of them from last time I checked, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be able to have coverage. And then, like as you say, then you say, all right, fine, you know, I'm going to be in China for 5 days, so I would then buy 5-day passes, right?
Yeah, that's right. You could buy 5-day passes. You buy just the days you need in advance, and you don't need to buy any more than that. And there's another thing, too, that I wanted to point out that's kind of interesting is that a lot of people think that they can solve the connectivity problem by kind of jumping from cafe to cafe. You know, there is free internet available out there. But what we have found is that it can be very insecure. It's not really a great idea to connect your computer or your smartphone up to just a free public Wi-Fi network. And so that's the other thing that we do, I think, really well is to help you keep a secure connection.
And I found that to be the case as well, and that was very handy. And when I discovered that you can then also connect up to 5 devices and you don't have roaming fees or other additional fees, that's when I thought, okay, it's not a problem. I will let a couple of these fellow journalists around me on this bus get in on it as well, let them check their email, and it worked well. And, of course, it also showed that I had 3 devices connected just right there on the face of this hotspot, which also told me, hey, it's working for all of us. And yep. It worked exceptionally well. I mean, I'm always blown away in promoting great consumer tech, but this is something that made a huge difference in our lives, especially then.
Yep, that's right. Good. I'm glad you were able to share that connection too.
Oh,
that's really
for sure.
Part of the plan too. Is we really find that if we can help people to control the costs and stay connected, they're not afraid to share that connection with other people.
That's true. And when you can, why not? As opposed to, like you mentioned, a cafe or maybe you got a McDonald's. I remember many years ago, one of the first McDonald's that I ever got free Wi-Fi was actually on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go buy a little thing of fries because back then they made you buy something and then they gave you a password. So I bought fries so that I could check my email in the McDonald's. You know, now it's not as complicated, but first of all, it's not as secure when you're in all these different hopping around to different hotspots. And typically, if a lot of people are on it, you look around and you're in a coffee shop or something around the world and everybody's on their laptop and their smartphone, good luck with some service because it's really slow if you can get on at all.
Yeah, that's right. Speed is an issue too. And even a lot of people, when they choose a hotel with free Wi-Fi. And while it's not a bad strategy, sometimes I find that the hotel Wi-Fi is pretty slow. And in my experience, our device tends to beat the speed of the hotel Wi-Fi in most cases. Not all cases, but most cases.
And how do you guys do it? Are you using satellite? Are you using local cellular connections and their towers? And how does Skyroam work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we actually do partner with carriers around the world.
Hmm.
And so the same wireless carriers that we use. Now, here's the difference. Our service and product is optimized for local use. So we're essentially delivering our customers a local connection wherever they travel around the world. And that local connection is provided by a cellular or mobile provider. But we just have a different way of dealing with them. We don't use roaming, per se. Roaming is the technology that you would use if you just use your regular carrier's phone service.
Right.
But we are actually using that same carrier, but delivering a local connection. That's the difference.
And that's why you've got better speeds and you don't have additional charges, because when we talk about buying the pay-as-you-go day passes, you can, as you said earlier, and I want to make sure folks understand this, it said, you know, 23 hours remaining, 22 hours remaining as I continued to use it. And I thought, this is great. I don't have to sweat that, oh, wait a minute, only 100 megabytes. You know, better not download that attachment that I really want to see or need, because that's going to cost me a fortune. I just use the data and I've got it for that whole day.
Yeah, and so that's one of the philosophies we have, is about transparency and giving people information. And we let you know exactly how much data is left on your day pass. We let you know how many users are connected if you do choose to share with other people. And there's no overage, no contract. So the whole idea is, when you come back from your trip, you don't want to have surprises like a massive phone bill. You just want to know exactly what you're in for.
That's true. And you do with SkyRoam. You've got to check it out. SkyRoam.com, SkyRoam.com. Check out the device. And, of course, we have lots of links. I've got pictures where it'll show where my SkyRoam was connected in Korea and Hong Kong and Shenzhen. I think even in New York. I was, like, testing it. It's still working beautifully. Do check them out. SkyRoam.com. We'll link you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Eric, I want to get you back on. There's more to talk about. And thank you for keeping the world connected.
Thank you so much, Dave.
We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.